Hey, this is the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez from The Real Ass Podcast. Thanks for listening, but did you know that we do the show live every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern? You can watch live, join the chat room, have access to the video version of the show, and access hundreds of hours of archives if you sign up for membership at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP when you check out, and you'll save $1 on monthly network membership. We got a bunch of great shows on the network, including Legion of Skanks, The Just the Show, High Society Radio, SDR Show, and the brand new Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. Once again, that's gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code RAP when you check out. And best of all, you don't have to listen to this commercial.
This is The Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez. What's up, motherfuckers?
That's like kind of my new thing.
It's your boy, Luis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude. Hashtag the show. Coming at you like Cleopatra, one of my favorite songs from the 90s on the Real Ass Podcast. If you are listening live, I do apologize about the late start. We're having issues with our hosting company for our website. So welcome to fucking life, being a media mogul. I am here with, as always, the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Bonjour.
Did you take French in high school?
Nope.
Oh, you just... how far can you go in a conversation? Bonjour.
That's it.
I think that's it, dude.
Je m'appelle Louis. Et toi?
Got nothing.
I mean, you couldn't just deduce what I had asked you?
He said, hey, you big cunt. Right?
Twa? Hey, you fat faggot. Want to suck my dick?
Oui.
Yeah, if you could... yeah, if you just, like, learn that sentence in every language, I think you'd be set for life.
How do you say in French, Shannon? Look it up. Hey, you big fat faggot. You do translate it. Type translate English to French. Hey, you big fat faggot! You want to suck my cock?
Bonjour, Tim Dillon.
Also, Chris Tinkle's here.
Yes, how's it going? Yay,
Chris Tinkle. Yeah, remember we were gonna fucking be a little more energetic. I know we skipped a week last week, but I thought we were gonna come in with a little more energy. Tinks.
Oh, well,
thank you very much, Ralphie.
Yeah, you missed it earlier, but I was telling them that I got prescribed some medication for the. Sometimes I get sad.
What type of medication?
So, they gave me, I'm on some antidepressant stuff, but
what is it called? I want to know.
Fucking not working, dude.
What is it called?
It's called Vibrid, and I'm actually not going off of it. It's not Vibrator? Herbie medicine. No, it's, come on, dude.
They just fucking really? The vibrator every morning? They're like, go out into the world now. How do you feel?
Well, can I leave it in my ass and walk around? That'll make me happier.
People do that with butt plugs.
You yeah, they that? Walk around them all day.
Yeah.
I was going to say, vibrators were really? Used in like the 1800s to cure women's hysteria.
No.
Yes.
Vibrators?
Yeah.
Doctors, how do they vibrate?
No, like doctors used to fuck them with vibrators and give them orgasms.
Oh, dude. That was
the treatment for hysteria.
That's a scam, though. Yeah.
Before the internet, dude. What a great time it was. Like, literally, it was as loud as she could yell to her neighbors that her doctor raped her. That was it. Yep.
Do you want to hear how it sounds?
Yes, I do.
Oh, please say it slow.
Gris fagas, sus ma bite.
Wait, go do it again.
Et vous grosse graisse faggot sus ma bite.
Et vous grosse faggot sus ma bite.
Watch out for that truck.
Et vous grosse faggot sus ma bite. Sus ma bite is suck my dick in French, which is really cool.
Sus ma bite?
Sus ma bite.
That sounds like a hip-hop song.
Yeah, sus ma bite.
Sus ma bite.
It probably is.
Yeah, French music, the French language is dope. It's a dope fucking language.
Suits my beat.
Suits my beats. That sounds so much better than suck my dick, you know?
Sounds way better, yeah.
Shannon, if somebody wants them to blow you, right, Shannon? Typically, what's the most... Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, Shannon, if somebody wants to blow you...
If somebody wants you to blow them, what is the best way for them to get the blowjob out of you?
5 years of steroids.
Like, you wouldn't say suck my dick. If a guy said
no,
suck...
who says that?
Sometimes I'll get, like, dirty with girls, but sometimes that'll backfire. You know? It's like, yeah, I want you to fucking choke on my cock, you little whore. She's like, what do you do? Why would you say something like that?
There's, like, three things of that fucking sentence that would set people off.
Yeah, but you got to take a chance. At what point do you got to find out if she's into shit like that? You know, and also a girl that's into shit like that wants a guy that's going to take the initiative. They don't want a guy that's going to have a conversation first and maybe write an email saying, hey, do you like it? Do me to be dirty and rough, right? Right, Shannon?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say was I guess it would have to be like in the heat of the moment and then it can be said in like a dirtier way.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're just like in line at fucking Wendy's, you know, suck my dick.
You fucking, suss my beat. But if somebody said, if a French guy said, suss my beat, wouldn't that fucking get you going?
No, I don't know. That sounds like too like wussy kind of. Yeah, I don't like it.
I think French people are kind of hot, right?
Did you ask me for directions or did you just ask me to suck your dick, sir?
Suss my beat.
Suss my beat.
Suss my beat. I think French people are hot, right? Do you think French guys are hot, Shannon?
No.
Really?
Because they're like slight of frame, you know?
Like, no, I don't know. I don't know what that.
She likes muscles. She means they're wispy.
Yeah, yeah,
slight of
wispy
frame.
Wispy and European.
I'm sure there's a fucking friend. Pull up some French bodybuilders on the big screen, Shannon. I want to see.
Of course, French bodybuilders, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Are French?
I think French chicks are pretty hot. You know, there's just something. There's very something sexual. I remember when I was like a little kid. I would watch like those late night Cinemax films, and there'd always be like there was like French ones, you know. There was these like French titles, and it would always like turn me on. So I always had like a weird thing for like French chicks ever since I was a little kid. And it's kind of a sexy language.
That's how I got into black and Spanish chicks from watching rap videos on the box.
Really?
Yeah. Well, my mom was in the shower in the morning. I remember always watching rap videos, and that would be like my first like whack offs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mystical shake your ass.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I jerked it to a lot of those videos too, but to be honest with you, I've always been a little bit racist when it comes to who I want to fuck. Who got in trouble for that? Somebody got in trouble for saying that, right? A way more famous person, but he was also white. So I the freedom that I have with being a
Latino. I know Louis said something like that on O&A.
Oh, did he? What did he say?
That is like his dick was racist. And then he said he liked Chinese girls' asses, and Patrice went, Chinese girls got asses like CD cases.
Yeah, and then Patrice put that in his act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, I take it all back.
Oh, see, this is the guy. So you're into that right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I love it.
You would. Dude, really? You want that giant fucking steroid freak to be fucking.
Look at her face, dude. She's like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You would sus his beat.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Would you put his beat?
There's no way that guy has balls.
Hold on, can look up asshole in French too, because I want to know how to say, would you put his beat in your asshole? Connard.
Connard.
Would you put his beat in your connard?
No.
Come on, Shannon, grow
no,
the fuck up.
Sorry.
What if he really wanted it? What if that's the only way that he would fucking throw it down with you?
No.
You really look at yourself as being pretty fucking.
Yeah, I'm sure he would give you a choice, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking.
Do you only fuck guys with fucking Bane body?
No, that hasn't always been the case. It's just my preference.
You like the veins and everything? Yeah. You're really, wow, she's fucking gross. I don't know any women who are attracted to that type of guy. You know, like I understand liking a big dude. But,
yeah, but that was too much, though.
Yeah.
I mean, and plus, like you don't look like that all year round. I mean, he looks like that probably for competitions, and then the rest of the time he's eating Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah. What? The quote is, "My dick is a white supremacist." That's who. And it was a pop star. What the fuck's his name? He would hang out with Sherrod Small and like a bunch of comics. He'd go to the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, John Mayer.
John Mayer. Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mayer said that, and he got into a lot of trouble for that. And people were like, "Are you fucking crazy?" And all he said was, in reality, he's like, "Yeah, I date white chicks."
That's who makes my dick hard.
That's what makes my dick hard. That isn't a racist thing. You can't be racist for not being turned on by a certain type of person. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm not like in general, like I'm not attracted to Asian chicks. If I'm on Bumble and I'm swiping, I'm never really swiping on Asian chicks. So even the hottest Asian chick, for some reason, it just doesn't get me going. I don't know what it is. It's not that I have fucked a bunch of Asian chicks, and I would fuck a bunch of Asian chicks. I'm not saying that like I'm repulsed by them or turned off by them, but if I'm having a choice, I'm just typically going for white or light-skinned Latina, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Why do we have to live in a culture where you have to be afraid to say something like that? And we have to pretend that every race of people or every type of person get your dick hard. I'm telling you right now, we're going to a place where you can't say that a transgendered person doesn't turn you on. You can't say those words. That's crazy to me.
Well, I can't say that because it's a lie.
Yeah, he can't because he, you know. I think it's
my
gross.
Son made a wish on his birthday that I wasn't allowed to lie for 24 hours. So every tranny I see, I'm like, I want to fuck you.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm into the whites. Is it an opposite thing, though? Is it because I'm brown and I like white chicks? Because that's why I think they like me.
I mean, I think you're white, dude.
No, you know I'm white. You're but right. I'm just talking about to the average person walking down the street. I'm a Latino person. I think chicks, when they meet me, like Shannon, do you see me as a Latino or you see me as a white guy?
I think more Latino.
See?
She sees you as a scrawny bitch, bro.
Yeah. Skinny spick.
Do you even lift, you fucking yeah. tiny bitch?
A fucking skinny soft.
Spick. Most people, Ralph's girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Oh, and you're right. That was probably a bad idea. We don't want to get her on the show.
What are Too late.
What do you see me as white or Latino? No. See? She sees Whoa. Me as not white. See? Thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay, because he was going to kill himself.
Exactly. See, Whoa. Because I'm Latino, it takes some of the douchiness away. It's endearing.
God, she's hot. I think she's calling me a douche.
God, how is fucking wrong? It's crazy.
You're not one of those cool white dudes with Motley Crue records dude. On the wall. Those fucking sweet ass.
I like how you're fucking awesome whispering dudes. And everyone has access to this show.
I don't care. Do you think she understands how to press play on a fucking computer? In your mind?
You don't have CC DeVille on speed dial, bro.
Listen to me. She's way too hot.
What?
Way too hot. We need to do an intervention with her. And Ralph's my friend. That's how hot she is. That I want to literally, I love Ralph like a brother.
Yes.
Okay, I'm business with Ralph. But I still feel like she needs to know.
I think she knows.
No. No. Have you spoken to her? She's fucking
retarded. She doesn't know anything. She's so dumb.
She's the dumbest person I've ever met, right? Here's the problem.
She has astral projection sex. Do you remember that retarded shit?
What do
you
is
remember
it?
That shit?
Astral projection sex. She has mind love, sex.
She has lovers all over
oh,
the
that's
world.
Right. Oh, that, yeah,
it's
I love
dumb bitch.
Yeah, me too. I'm fucking mind fucking Jessica Alba in the ass right now.
Well, he's trying to sound really, you know, I have lovers all over the world. I was like, oh, so you just fuck a bunch of dudes?
That's no, what no. I took it. In her fucking crazy dumb mind, she does. I love her, though. I wouldn't marry her tomorrow. She's gorgeous. I have no problem. Why are we pretending that we want a fucking equal? Nobody wants an equal. I want to be worshipped.
Yeah, but you don't want to have to see a movie and explain, you know, every fucking part of Iron
no.
Man.
I'm
see, there was this thing called the Ice Age. It killed the dinosaurs.
I'm sick. We can talk regularly now. I'm sick of putting women on pedestals. I need to be worshipped a little bit. I remember there's been a couple girls in my life that I was like a lot older than that I dated. This is why I think older guys date younger chicks. Because they fucking worship you. They treat you like you're the fucking man. Yeah. And you need to feel like that. In today's society, women are taught that men are scum and they're evil. So what happens is all of these fucking chicks now, they're just beating you down because you're either a fucking date rapist or you're, you know, projecting male, you know, toxic masculinity. Or
you don't look like the guy who sold Mickey Rourke steroids in The Wrestler.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
I died, by the way.
There's like a theme,
oh, he did, right?
A theme in life that, you know, that we're all just naturally a part of the patriarchy. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, God damn it, dude. It's like, well, I'm just getting sick of being beaten down by chicks. I just want a dumb young chick who goes, nah, you're the fucking man. You've been on TV. How great is that? Just thinks you're the shit.
Yeah, but then it's always weird when you like hang out with their friends because all their friends fucking are trying to tell her like, you know, you're not that big a deal.
Yeah. Well.
So then you have to like shield her from her friends.
Oh, well, that's the worst. I've had the group of friends go, what do you mean he won't be your boyfriend on Facebook?
Tickle, can I tell you your problem now? Okay.
Let me. No. Let me. You can't actually.
Let me tell you why.
Can you tell me one of a? Yeah. Go ahead.
Let me tell you your problem.
All right, okay? Dude.
You're a very funny comedian.
Yes. Thank you.
You're
sir.
A great personality. Whatever. You're an awesome dude. Mm-hmm. But you're
the vibrate will kick in eventually.
You're dating a woman who works in the industry.
Uh-huh.
So you can't put up the smoke and mirrors
no.
that me or Zach can. Like Zach, when his girlfriend asks him how it's going, he can present the best parts of his career to her and go like, hey, this is this. Don't get me wrong. Like, my chick works in the industry too. She's a comic. But I'm further along in the industry to her, than her. So, I mean, technically it's a little bit of a different thing. Your chick works with people that you're trying to impress, and yeah. It's not happening.
And, like, she works on the other side of it.
Yes.
The successful side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't feel anything on this medicine, so I should have told you guys that. I don't give a fuck what any of you guys say right now.
Can we all just tell Tinka how we really feel? She's got to take this medicine.
Dude, I won't even. I'm telling you, dude, this shit, I fucking, like forgot what I was doing yesterday, and I was standing in the middle of the fucking living room staring at the television like fucking Poltergeist. And my girlfriend's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
I gotta look up the medicine again because I fucking
vibrid.
I don't know. No, it's vibrid? Really, really bad. Yeah, so they gave me too high of a dose, and I've been a zombie for like a week, dude. But
well, hold on. If they give you too high of a dose, split it with me and Zach. Let's.
You don't want this stuff, dude.
You sound like Dewey Cox. What's the black guy's name?
Yeah, it's not.
You don't want none of this. You don't want no part of this vibrant.
It's not fun.
It's gonna give you all these crazy good thoughts and make you feel like kittens and puppies are licking your face.
It doesn't.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Has it fucked with your dick?
No. I get hard, but I don't give a fuck. It makes you not give a fuck.
Like, that's great.
I literally know. No, it's not good.
Because I can't fuck with antidepressants because they make my dick wither.
No, I can get hard, but then, like, I'll just be like, I don't fucking care.
Let's see. This is Sad Chick. That's her fucking screen name. What a depressed bitch. When she was thinking of screen names.
Yeah, at least have a poker face about it.
She fucking wrote Sad Chick.
Yeah.
Fat cunt was already taken.
Unfuckable pig.
Yeah,
3.
You can't start with like fucking fat cunt 19 because that makes you.
Hey, dad's dead.
Wait, is she the first sad chick? Is it sad chick?
It's just 00? Her name is Sad Chick. This is I don't want to say the name of the website because I don't want to like shout this chick's information out. But there's a website that reviews medications, and her fucking screen name is Sad Chick, and she says, "Hi, I've been on Vibrate for about 6 weeks. I think there are only a couple more here." That have started posts about it, blah, blah, blah. I was in a bad depression, and it almost immediately lifted it for the most part. I, too, have anxiety and panic attacks. I was surprised when those got better, too. I wasn't expecting that, but it was a very welcome surprise. I just looked through my journal. I haven't had a panic attack in a few weeks. I still have some anxiety, but nothing like before. And then she just trails off and just presses a bunch of buttons, it seems. I don't know what happened there. No. She says, I hope you find this works for your anxiety. Panic. Kitty Me says, I've been taking Vibrid for about a month. I had chronic depression for years. Took Lexapro, getting sick of the side effects. I find Vibrid gives me nearly the same stress reduction, but without the side effects. Yeah,
there's side effects, dude.
Dude, it's working for these people.
No, so when I was taking like the first part, which was like 10 milligrams, and then when they put me up to 20, that was when it went. I mean, it's been bad, dude. Like,
hold on. What happened with 10? Why 10 wasn't working?
No, the ideal dose, I guess, is like 40. So they make you go up and up and up. And then when I hit 20, I mean, it's like yesterday I didn't know what day it was for like, and I didn't, and then I like didn't even go on a calendar. I was like, I couldn't be bothered by it. Yeah, it's just really bad, dude.
Let's say.
And also like the physical side effects, like I can't sleep. I haven't eaten. Like, I had, like, a fucking apple yesterday, and I was like, this is really, really good.
You should be fucking... That's perfect, though. I think if you're not sleeping and eating, you'll probably create some fucking great comedy. Go right during that time.
Dude, I sat down, and I, like, opened up my laptop, and I was like,
Today's episode is brought to you by Vibrid. What if that's our new sponsor? How cool would that be?
I can do that.
I bet you they could.
I can do the advertisement right now.
I bet you
right
we could sell sponsorship to fucking these companies. They don't give a shit.
I can do it right now. You ready? Vibrid. Yeah. Fucking what? There you go. That was it. That was the ad.
Let's see. Recreational use for Vibrid.
Oh, I couldn't even. Like, I was telling Shannon, like, most drugs work in the background, like weed, opiates, like the softer opiates. But, like, the hard ones, like, work up front, like acid, mushrooms. This is not in the background. This, I feel like I'm taking, like, I'm aware constantly. And it's really bad, dude.
Yeah.
I was even going to like tell you I didn't think I should come in because I was just like spacing out. So
no, I like it. I like when you're fucking a little bit depressed and a little off.
Good.
I feel like that's when we get the best out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Before you look at recreational uses, do you want to hear the common side effects?
Sure, Shannon. Whatever. Killjoy, Shannon. Every time we're trying to fucking have a good time and trying to cut up lines of vibrate on the show, here comes Shannon with the side effects.
Looking out for you guys.
I guarantee you that I have the first 10.
Okay. I guarantee you they're not as bad as the side effects as fucking steroid abuse, Shannon. So maybe you should go to your boyfriends that you're so interested in and tell them the side effects.
Steroid abuse, you like look good on the outside.
Right.
You could fool people.
Yeah, but with Vibrid, you don't care that you look terrible on the outside.
No, you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Right. What are the side effects?
These are the common side effects. So seizures.
Hold on. Let's see one at a time. Let's see this tickle have. Have you had any seizures on it?
No.
Okay, see? Good.
Easy bruising.
Hit him.
Right, Charlie horse.
Check that at the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll get back to that one later. So we'll keep an asterisk on number two.
That's how you can tell we've been doing radio all the time.
Yeah.
Unusual bleeding from the nose, mouth, vagina, or rectum.
How's your vagina feeling, you faggot?
Blood in your urine or stool?
No.
Yeah.
Purple or red pinpoint spots under your skin?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
By the way, I would have never put this in my body had I read these side effects.
Hallucinations.
That one's, I thought there was a bug yesterday on the
floor. Tinkle's not even on a podcast right now. He's just fucking rolling around in a back alleyway. He quit comedy 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's like a dream state on there. Because I thought yesterday was a dream like for most of the day.
What goes along with that is agitation, hallucinations, loss of coordination, and fainting.
Yeah.
I haven't fainted yet. That'd be awesome.
Also, he doesn't have any coordination, so what's below that?
But it makes you have the shits. I don't know, is that one on there? Is that number
18? Yeah, diarrhea, vomiting, and nausea.
Brutal, dude.
There you go.
And, like, the nausea was pretty bad.
Hold on. I'm looking at the chat right now, and there's a guy that his avatar is my picture with, like, the no smoking symbol through it. Can I ban him from the fucking chat? Am I allowed to ban him from the chat? Who would do that?
Who would listen to you but like hate you?
I don't even care. Well, it's very strange. You're right. I know. I'm with you. But here's my thing. It's fine to hate me, but I feel like to do it so blatantly in the chat as I can see it.
The thing you have to pay you for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I almost feel like we should.
Like, he must have bought one of those sweet 100-year memberships.
If I was at a comedy show and there was a person fucking texting in the front row going, fuck you, I would have to say something. So, but if somebody just hates me in the comedy show, which a lot of them I'm sure do, you know, I can't be mad at them, but if they're going to throw it in my face, let's see. It's from when ONA sub tried to kick you off LOS and YKWD. All love. It's all good, Seegerger. His name is Seegerger. Seegerger. Sounds like Tinkle Talk.
Tinkle trying to say cigar.
Yeah. Sorry, Tinkle. Don't start texting now because you're fucking. Don't get upset. You want to know how bad my day is going?
Don't get upset, dude. Tinkle, I don't give a fuck.
You know how bad my day is going?
I want to go up to fucking 30 milligrams and see how we can really shut this fucking thing down. Shut it down.
Tinkle just comes in and just punches people.
Oh, dude.
The episode, Tinkle just starts a mosh pit in the middle of Real Ass Podcast.
I'm like 3 days away
bleeding
from like,
and shitting in a circle.
Running through a window.
Yeah.
I think.
Here's the thing. In New York City, if you guys are not in New York, of the past 2 days, it's been fucking awful. Just terrible rain. It stopped last night. I thought we were done. And then today I come out. I leave my apartment. I'm like, oh, it's not raining. As I'm walking, it starts raining. And now it's pouring outside. So by the time I got to the studio
today. The good
thing
about Lewis's neighborhood, when it rains, it is empty.
Yeah, it really is. So I fucking, you know, I get off the train. I'm wearing new sneakers, and I didn't want to wear some new sneakers in the rain. I hate that. I hate the feeling of, like, wet socks. So I get off the train, and then I very carefully go to hail a cab because I didn't even want to walk from the train to Ralph's or anything. I go to fucking get in the cab. The cab that goes to pick me up, the one that goes to pick me up hits a puddle, and literally an entire puddle splashes into the top of my sneakers. So both of my sneakers are soaking wet right now, and I had to get into the cab, and I already hate cab drivers to begin with, so I had to get into the cab and give them the address and fucking, oh man, it put me in the worst mood. So there you go, Tinkle. That's how bad my life is going.
Ah, whatever. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Let's get some plugs going.
Oh.
Give me a little volume on it, too. Come on, Shannon. Okay, it's all good. Zach, anything coming up?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Snapchat me your cat, Zach Amico. Thank you to everybody that sends me pictures of your cats. And it's happening. Champion versus champion. Zach Amico v. Mike Lawrence. It's going to be Mike Lawrence's farewell show from New York City. He's moving to L.A. We'll be battling December the 13th at the Stand. It's a Tuesday. It is free. And you should come out. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that battle's going to be out of control. Like, no joke, guys. All bullshit aside, the two best guys at battling, if you're into that format, and I know a lot of people are, the best two in New York City are going to go head-to-head. And I'm really pumped about it. Non-title match. Non-title match, one-rounder, but a long one round.
Yes.
And that was my doing, because they were going to do a fucking... people can be mad at me. Be mad at Mike, though. Mike didn't want to do a title match because he's afraid if he beats you that he's not going to be able to defend the title. So, very cocky, Mike Lawrence.
It's not a real title.
It's a real title, Terry.
It's real to me, motherfucker.
It's very real to him. It's changed Zach's fucking life.
Fucking Kelly Clarkson challenged Ruben Studdard to the American Idol Championships the next season? No, it's not fucking real.
Well, it's real in the sense...
I love Zach, but other guy's a nerd and smells.
Dope.
Dude, if that fucking roast wasn't fucking Smell-O-Vision, Ralphie would have won, dude.
Let me explain to you something.
I'm telling you.
No, he wouldn't. First of all...
Hot garbage.
No, it doesn't matter.
Hot garbage.
Mike Lawrence had fucking unbelievable jokes. Like, he is a fucking monster writer. And Tickley, you should fucking do the battle. I've told you a million times.
We'll talk about that later. I'm just saying he smells.
What do you want to plug?
I'm going to be at the park staring at the Gophers all afternoon.
Okay. So, GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Hello, this is coming out on Monday night. Guess what tonight? Tonight I am in Los Angeles, California. Going to be on Kill Tony, if you guys are listening. So come out to the Comedy Store. I believe it's actually me and Mike Lawrence, who Tickle apparently has an issue with.
No, I think he smells great.
Also, got a couple other shows. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, I'm going to be at Adam Hunter's show. Fuck, I wish I knew the name of it. I'm going to tweet it out, guys. It's a bar show in L.A. It's a dope show. I did it last time I was there. Also, Wednesday night, I'll be at the Comedy Store. I'm doing Joey Diaz's podcast, doing Punch Drunk Sports. A lot of great stuff happening in Los Angeles. And then next weekend, the 9th and the 10th of December, I will be in Providence, Rhode Island. Sorry, I just wanted to time it with that. Providence, Rhode Island, with Mike Feeney. I believe Karen Feehan's coming out to the Saturday night shows as well. So grab your tickets if you're in the Providence, Rhode Island area. January 14th, myself, Dave Smith, will be at Detroit Hustler Club. So in the Detroit area, come the fuck out. Joe List is going to be a special guest on that show. Then the 1 week later, January 21st, myself, Dave Smith, co-headlining Miami. Posting more information about this as it comes in. I'll tell you the name of the venue actually right now, because I gotta get a ticket link. It's called Open Stage Club in Miami, Florida. This show is gonna be fucking dope. We're gonna have a special guest on it as well. I believe we're gonna do a live podcast as well. Miami, the first time that I've ever headlined a show there. It's gonna be me and Dave Smith, January 21st. So grab your fucking tickets. All right. What's up in the chat? What's up in the fucking chat? People are like, they got to get rid of the banner above the head. I agreed. I said that before the show. Here's what I want the people to know. Okay, because here's the thing. If you're listening on iTunes right now, you should know that we have a video version of this show that goes out on GasDigitalNetwork.com. And we have new lower thirds. Bobby Hutch from the Legion of Skanks podcast hooked me up with some nice dope lower thirds and graphics for the screen. It's a little more professional, a little more tight and neat. And he has this thing that's above my head, which kind of looks like the fucking Power Rangers fucking zapped in and fucking put in a real ass. Which, by the way, have you seen the new Power Rangers trailer?
No.
We're going to watch it right now on the show. It's incredible.
Yeah, but...
I hate to do this to the audio fans. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's so,
they just stole it. I mean...
Dude, it's so...
Let me experience it before
we... No, we won't talk about it. You're right. Let's talk about it. So, hold on. People hate that above my head, right? This fucking thing that's zapped, right? However, I want them to know.
Yeah, that is weird.
Here's the reason that it sucks. It's because we have too many colors in the background, so it kind of blends in. But here's the truth. I want people to know that it's not their idea that it sucks. You guys did not change me. All you guys telling me that it sucked, all it made me do was want to keep it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my instinct before the show started, you guys can back me up. Didn't I say I don't like that? I was like, I like the graphic, but I don't like the way it blends into the background. So now I'm debating it. I don't want to
like it now.
I kind of like it now that the fans don't like it. Is that weird? Is that fucked up? I don't like my life being dictated by the fans. I dictate their lives. Real ass dudes aren't dictated. We're dictators. Right, Shannon? Did you make us fucking cupcakes?
No.
What the fuck? How is it possible? You were off last week. You didn't have to do baked goods. Go raid Ralph's cabinet and bring us a snack.
What was I off from last week?
Oh, my goodness.
You didn't have to make us snacks.
Oh. I was telling the guys before you came in that it just completely slipped my mind this week.
How many times can this slip your mind? There's literally one thing you have to do. One thing you have to do for the show is spend 2 or 3 hours baking goods for us before you come into the show. And I don't know what else to do here, Shannon.
Sorry.
You could have baked okays. They didn't even have to be goods.
The worst joke Zach just ever told, guys. Give it up for him, guys. There we go.
He told me to take more swings. Did you not?
I did. I did tell you to take more swings.
That wasn't a swing. You stood in front when the ball was coming at you.
You literally tried to throw the bat at the ball. Yeah,
that's not how baseball works.
That will never work.
Did Zach just run to third base? What? Does he know how sports work?
All right, let's go. Let's go to the Power Rangers trailer right now, and we'll shorten this in the audio edit for iTunes.
Is to remind me of my screw up?
You know, I don't think we're ever going to understand each other.
They're going to come here every Saturday just to graduate with all these other weirdos and criminals.
He was going to say niggers. We know what he was going to say.
All these Black Rangers.
It's funny how the Yellow Ranger was Asian, the Black Ranger was black.
They come every Saturday instead of practice. Tragic.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
Hey, it's a restricted area.
Guys?
There's something in there.
Billy, what are you doing?
It's like, dude, my dick is ridiculous.
Yeah, did he just break the scene with his dick?
I feel like we need to go back out there.
I want to eat that girl's asshole, whoever she is. Whoever Amy Jo Johnson character is in this one.
That's not a piece of cake!
The Black Ranger's still faster than everybody.
He still can't swim.
Yeah, he couldn't swim. He was above water just there. He was doggy paddling. All the superhero powers, he still can't swim.
Yeah.
I've killed Rangers before.
That's the scene to jerk off to.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I think it's great.
Now, it's cool, but it just looks like they rebooted Chronicle after like 3 years.
What's Chronicle?
You haven't seen Chronicle? That's exactly...
I haven't seen Chronicle either, so I don't give a shit.
Well, here's the deal, right? The old Ranger... Here's the thing, right? Because I remember in my last year of summer camp, which I think was like the fourth grade, I think that's when the... When did the Power Rangers movie come out? Look that up, Shannon. I saw that in the theater, and I remember being like, oh, this shit's fucking whack. I remember having that thought and being at the age where... But I'm still in summer camp as a child, right?
Yeah,
and
but
I'm,
you were on that age where you're getting a little too old for that. Because I was in like kindergarten when I liked Power Rangers, so I think you were a little old for Power Rangers.
I almost feel like people don't show kids that type of violence at that age. Like, we don't even let my kid watch Teen Titan Go, which is a cartoon where it's just the kid versions of the superheroes, and they do karate and shit, and they shoot stuff, and like, there's no like real violence. It's just like, you know, animated martial arts and shit, like almost like Ninja Turtles was when we were kids, where they'll like kill robots, you know.
Yeah.
But my son's mother won't even let him watch that type of shit. So Power Rangers really, even at, I think at when we were younger, at that time, it wasn't meant for, like, our parents were doing a bad job by letting us watch that type of violence when we were 4 and 5 years old. You know, I think they were really meant for, like, third or fourth graders. That was, like, the age group. Now?
I don't know. I never watched Power Rangers.
It was, July, what is it?
June 1995.
Pickle was 35 when the Power Rangers came out.
Yeah.
95. Oh, shit, dude. I was, like, in the sixth grade.
Yeah, you were too old for it.
I was too old for summer camp.
Yeah.
Now the Three Stooges, that was my jam. They used to beat the shit of each other. You guys ever see that? Shannon, you ever see that? They used to be fucking each other in the eyeballs. Oh, man. That Curly. Fuck. And Shimp, underrated.
Can someone please Photoshop the three of us as the Three Stooges and tweet it to us?
I would love it. Dude, people are so talented. Like, they can, like, animate our heads on a Three Stooges scene. I have no idea how to do shit like that. I wish I was. I wish I had that talent. That's why I compare myself to Steve Jobs. Yeah. Because I don't have any talent like that, but I can tell people.
You didn't have to say the like that part.
Yeah, you could have cut it off with the after talent. That is true. You're just like, Shannon, make me food.
You know what I liked about the trailer is they didn't show them in their suits.
Yeah, no, it's a teaser,
nice
baby.
Nice little dick tease. They didn't show the fucking Megazord. None of that shit. Yeah. I like it.
Oh, my God. If you guys saw the film I was talking about, Chronicle, it's the exact same.
But that's why that was good, though. I'll tell you why. Because they didn't have to show any of that shit. And I was still kind of like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
I wanna,
and I'm kind of pumped to see.
I want
to
see them get together and be a fucking dinosaur now. But when we were kids, it was cheesy as shit, dude.
Like, well, you know what it was like, when we were kids.
It was
right?
shot. Low budget, it was shot, right? And like for another country. The it other was, scene, the Power Rangers were shot here, right?
The kids like in the school and shit. Was shot here, but it was just a Japanese show.
Yeah.
And all the other shit, like them fighting them and the monsters, that was all from the original show, and they just used that footage again.
And then they basically just, because it doesn't matter, they could just make the dialogue and take that footage and put it around whatever storyline they wanted to.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's pretty fucking ingenious the way they did it. The fact that it got as big as it got, and it sucked. Like, I never really got into it. I was just like, I was like, this blows. This is like, by that time, we already had decent action. We didn't have to have cheesy fucking like we had Jurassic Park by that. When did Jurassic Park come out? Right? I'm watching the Power Rangers movie and they got this fucking, this big stupid toy that is like on a string coming across the screen. Okay. And 2 years before that, almost to the day, June 11th, 1993, I watched dinosaurs walk the earth. Are you fucking kidding me? That's crazy.
And it still fucking holds up.
Jurassic Park? Really, it really does. It really does. I don't think
it looks better than movies now.
The new ones don't. I feel like the new ones, maybe it's because it was such a wow factor that I remember the feeling. There's like almost like a nostalgia factor there as well. Which, by the way, Zach, great fucking line that I tweeted out earlier on today. He said, Big J is a member, Barry.
Member.
Member corn.
You know why Jurassic Park holds up?
Why?
Because it's real effects. It's not all CGI.
Yeah.
So, like, when they're touching the dinosaur, it's a big fucking puppet.
Yeah, it's a big old rubber puppet, yeah.
And it looks...
And it was part CGI. That was, like, the first movie that, like...
Yeah, but it did it right.
The first movie that was like, fuck you, that looks crazy.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yes. In our lifetime, I'm sure people felt that way about fucking some horseshit in the 80s.
I think The Thing holds up and looks really good still.
The Thing. What is that? I don't know if I saw
John Carpenter movie. They're all in Antarctica. Alien.
Such a great movie.
I didn't see it. Pull up a scene from The Thing because I would love to see.
Pull up the operating table scene.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
That holds up hard. Kurt Russell's in it.
I never saw The Thing.
I saw it at IFC like a few weeks ago. It fucking holds up like a motherfucker. But yeah, Jurassic Park completely holds up because it was that mix.
Yeah.
Of real and CGI, which I think is the reason a lot of movies now that don't use the practical effects, they just look. It's always going to look like a video game, no matter how good it looks.
I was 11, dude, and that came out. That changed my fucking. The way that I looked at the world, I was like, holy shit, dude. Think about how many little kids saw that and were like, dude, I want to create movie effects now. That movie probably just, like, the people that are our age now that are creating movies, I promise you, if you talk to them, that was like a moment where they were like, holy shit, this is magic on the screen. And we're spoiled now because the new Jurassic Park, I'm sure it's technically better. It technically looks more like dinosaurs. But I'm like, whatever. Yeah, I fucking saw a dinosaur in 1993. Okay, before I had finger fucked, I watched a dinosaur walk on the screen and it seemed so real. Pull it up on the big screen. Yeah, I never saw this.
It's so good.
Clear.
It's okay.
Wait until the guy turns.
Okay.
Not bad.
It's good, but I mean, when we're having a conversation about the magic that is Jurassic Park,
I don't know, man. This whole movie really works.
You're also into... All right, this is cool, Shannon. You're also into, like, you create those, like, B-gore movies that basically they're doing the cheap version of those type of effects. Yeah. You guys are trying to create that type of thing where you look at that as, like, being a masterpiece for the same... procedures. I'm assuming you use the same type of procedures and the same type of effects they were using in that scene is the same process you guys are using today.
Yes.
Yeah. So you don't have the ability to do crazy CGI, but you can create fucking like puppets and you can create fucking, you know, it's almost like a piece of art, actually living art in your hand.
Our CGI, because in the new movie we have coming out, we have some CGI in it.
Yeah.
And even just from the trailer, so many of our fans are like shitting all over. They're so mad.
Oh, they hate the CGI.
They're so mad at you. But we used it in like.
Just so explain what this is to people that maybe that are only tuning in, because we don't really talk about the trauma movies that much.
IAD low budget horror movies on the side. And I have a movie coming out. It looks like in January now. It's a sequel to an 80s movie. And this is the second sequel we made. It's called Return to Nukem High. And our movies have always been all practical effects for like 40 years.
Yeah.
And, but our CGI, like, we kind of are making fun of the fact that we're using CGI. Like, it looks really goofy.
Yeah, no, it's tongue in cheek. Like, the idea is, you know, it's supposed to look like nobody's pretending that it looks like a fucking real person having their head exploded. It's supposed to look over the top, almost like a caricature.
What was that?
Caricature.
Yeah. Caricature. You can say it both ways. Right, Shannon?
How do you say that in French?
How do you say caricature in French? Caricature. Caricature? Not she, but I'm watching Shannon try to spell a caricature.
That's
watching
just
her.
Blood starts coming
by
out
the way, if
nose.
You listen closely, you heard the. Caricature. It's the same word. It's probably a French word.
Caricature.
Et toi? So, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just people shitting all over us.
Yeah.
Used to it.
Yeah. Well, good for you, man. I love it. I want to get a cameo in one of your movies. I told you. I was like, how are you not hooking me up?
Well,
I'll make it legendary.
I think you just told you to go fuck yourself. That was a long.
You really did.
That was a long pregnant pause.
The amount of time that I've helped.
For a fact, I turned down my last movie.
He did.
Stay here.
He did.
Oh, you did.
That's
nice. He would have had to leave for 3 months.
Actually, I saw Zach had.
Can't go watch my Italian movie.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, there's this movie that I watched.
Oh yeah, fuck. I'm sorry. Tinkle's an alcoholist. It's horrible, but if you want to see me in a movie for 5 seconds, it's on the front page of the PlayStation Store.
You know what we should do when your next movie comes out? I would love to do a Gas Digital sponsored event where we partner up with Trauma and rent out a small theater and fucking get like 150, 200 fans to come out and watch the premiere of your movie. I want to write a movie. Why don't we write a movie and film a movie?
That's good. And then we'll go camping after that, like the next week.
Why not,
and
dude?
And then
let's get
forever.
A sailboat.
Hold on. Here's my point, right? I've written at this point 4 half-hour like sitcom scripts, right? They equal a fucking like an hour and 40-minute movie. I've put the amount of work and time and effort, and also it's more because you have to write completely 4 different structures for a show, 4 different outlines, develop characters, 4 different shows. I feel like writing a movie would be a breeze comparatively to continuously writing fucking pilot after pilot after pilot. That's it. I'm writing a movie.
Yeah, I think it's super easy, dude.
Guess what, Tinkle?
What's up?
You're not in the fucking movie because you have no faith in my ability to do this.
Okay.
So
you're not what?
Zach, do you have faith?
Sure. Let's do it together, man.
Star. Number one star and assistant director, Zach Amico.
But Tinkle, what'd you think of my horrible movie?
It was horrible.
It's dog shit.
Yeah, it's really bad. What is it called again?
The Alcoholist.
It's actually not a bad idea, but the main guy is not that great. You're right. But he's actually funny. He actually has a really funny part in it, which I thought it was funny.
Here, would you like to see how sad my life is? When they gave it the dirt, I got cast in that. I didn't read the script. They just they sent me the lines. When I got the script, we were doing the script breakdown, and it said cashier was my part. Late 50s, very fat. That was my character description.
Yeah. I was so bad for women who get casted in movies, like ugly chicks, where you know that's the description. It's like big, gross beast.
Yeah.
And there's all these big, gross beasts, 200 of them. have to walk home and not get the part and just fucking want to kill
just
themselves.
Every lady that auditioned to be the 2 weeks lady in Total Recall.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fucking lobby just has a bunch of hay and fucking pails of mud in it. That's the thing I clean
Cream Pie Mafia said film a porno. We could film a porno without the sex scenes. I had an idea for a TV show years ago.
Cream Pie Mafia wants us to film a porno.
It was about a porno. It was all the sex scenes were filmed like suggestively, where you didn't see anything. Well, like literally saw nothing. It was like over the shoulder shots or whatever, and it was like funny. We could do that, but it's a full movie, wasn't that?
Zach and Miri make a porno?
No, that one.
Boogie
sucked.
Nights.
No, it was the other one. Like the it was by the South Park guys, right?
Orgasmo.
Yeah. That was fucking hilarious back in the day. I think that's the plot of that movie, basically. That's how they came
up with that. It's PG porn. Have you ever seen that?
No.
PG porn was a web series James Gunn did, the guy who made Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And where it starts as a porno and then it always goes wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like Nathan Fillion. You know who that is, right?
No.
He's in Firefly and a bunch of shit. And it'll be like him and a porn star. Aria Giovanni, I think, is his. And it'll be like the classic, like, I'm here to fix your house kind of construction guy.
Yeah.
And she goes to blow him, and he's got the nail gun in his hand. And he goes, oh, like as she's about to blow him. And he accidentally blows her brains out with the nail gun.
Oh, funny.
It's very funny.
And you can come to that, obviously, because you're a psycho. Best. Yeah. That's the Shannon, I'm going to need another coffee in a minute. Tinkle went to the bathroom, guys, just in case you're wondering where he went. Oh, look at that split shot now. Look how nice that is right there. Okay, that's staying. Because that works across the top when it's not fucking the background, right?
Yeah, it looks much better on the split shot.
All right. Anyway, Zach. Anyway, I wanted to fucking talk about Fidel Castro, but I don't really know much about him.
Well, when Channing gets back, we'll do a guess of the news.
We'll do a guess of the news. I don't know. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Fuck him.
Yeah?
Hate him.
Okay.
Hate his guts.
Hold on. Can we do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can we not just shit on the dead? Can we respect the dead? That's one of the things that we do on this show. We respect the dead. Okay? Did we shit on Florence Henderson last week? Do you know all the awful shit that bitch did?
Fuck Greg Brady.
You know all the awful shit? Who else died? Wasn't there another person that died a week ago that we celebrated their life?
Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Cohen. And I
North American hero.
Probably fucked a few kids, right? But are we bringing that up when we're doing the celebration of his life, Zach? That's not what we do here in the Real Ass Podcast, okay? So we're going to look at the positive things that Fidel Castro did while we guess the news, okay?
Okay.
Tinkle, are you a fan of the Fidel?
Yeah, dude. I like his stogies. Whatever.
Infidelity?
No, I'm not a fan of that. But, Castro died, right?
Yeah. If he had an album, if he had a comedy album, it would have been called Infidelity. Guaranteed.
And like, it would have been a photo of him shoving a...
Or
Opera Girl's pussy.
Castronomic would have been his second album.
Castronomical.
Yeah, Castronomical.
Oh, that's clever.
Dude, how many albums I've named in my life? I mean, fucking, it's crazy. By the way, I also
I can think of one you've never named.
My comedy album, which by the way,
Statutory Ape.
Yeah, well, Statutory Ape was going to be the name, and then I found out that was the name of a song by a band, so I changed that. Then it was going to be Ape Culture, which is a play on rape culture. But then I just realized, like, if I get on late night or something like that, they can't plug it. They won't. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a bad idea. So now I'm kind of back to square one, and I have to think of a name for an album. I gotta go like, through my act and pick a fucking line or whatever. But Gas Digital is actually going to produce Dave Smith's first album, my first album. We're gonna do a video version. We're talking about filming everything. I was supposed to do an album this year, but now that Gas is gonna get involved and we're gonna make it a much bigger deal, we're gonna push it off probably till the spring. We're gonna film and then release in the summer. So yeah, we're gonna have more information on that as it comes out. So what do you know about Fidel Castro? Shannon, we need to guess the news, and I need the music for it.
He had a beard.
Yeah. Do we know anything?
No. I know he had a beard.
Wait, I want to ask you something before we go on to Castro.
What?
Can I direct it? The video portion of your...
Maybe. Let's talk about it. Seriously. I mean, my concern with that is if we work with a production company, and part of the deal is that they want to direct it.
Okay.
I don't know. Like I said, we have to, obviously, talk about all those details. Yeah, fucking... I really wish Shannon was here to guess the news because I just want to move on with this. I don't want to start talking about Fidel and then have to fucking do the music afterwards.
Can you press guest the news, please?
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it. You know what? We don't know much about Fidel Castro. That'll all be edited in post. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to guest the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
All right. Fidel Castro, Cuban hero, international man of mystery. Kicks the Bucket, which is a very popular game in Cuba as well. Kick the Bucket? All the kids are playing it. It's quite the rage. He passed away.
You mean soccer?
Yeah. How do we know that he died? How did he die? He was 90, right?
Yeah. I would assume old age.
Natural causes?
Died of a broken heart.
Yeah. A lot of people have been praising him online. A lot of people have been shitting on him online. But once again, we're not going to sit here and tear down a man who just passed away, okay? So I would like to look at some of the accomplishments and some of the things that he did for his people. So, you know, Tinkle, do you know anything positive that he did?
No.
In the chat, do you guys know anything positive? He died of emphysema, Buddy C. Buddy says. Also, very funny comment. You're the best around one says, call your album Cumtown, Perfect Revenge. Pretty good. But for the same reason that they're never going to be able to get a single advertiser or be able to mention their podcast on any platform ever, now I won't. It's so funny. Legion of Skanks has had issues with sponsors and shit because of the word skank being in it. Cumtown, that's fucking crazy.
Dude, I couldn't say hammer fisting on that one show.
No, you can't. We literally had issues. I've had issues saying hammer fisting on things as well.
Oh, yeah, the lady who was on that San Diego news show, and she's like, oh, yeah, what's your podcast called? And I said, Hammer Fisting. She's like, yeah, we can't.
Yeah.
We can't.
Here's the problem. We all try to be too cool for school. We all did the same thing, right? Hammer Fisting was a mistake. It was probably a mistake to name it that when we named it that originally. You know, now it's got a following, and now it's got funny, people that listen to it. It's funny. But in reality, it's like that brand of humor, we could have Trojan horsed in another name. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Legion of Skanks, it's still what it is if we called it fucking, you know, fucking two fat guys and a twig, or, you know, whatever, you know, we called it. It wouldn't have mattered. So, granted, don't get me wrong. Like, the name is cool, and it, like, as a brand, but how much is that worth it if you're going to limit the exposure that it has?
Wait. For the name? It's not a bad name.
What? Legion of Skanks? Yeah. No, it's a great name. It's marketable. I'm just saying,
but it's not like...
Well, Cumtown, I'm saying they're crazy because I told that to Nick. I was like, dude, you're nuts. I was like, you will literally never have a sponsor for that show ever. Period. They will not do it. I'm working on this side of it now. They will not do it. Period. Ever. I mean, maybe some like sex type shit would do it. Maybe some like counterculture type shit. But those companies have very little money to burn. You're not getting stamps.com on Cumtown. They show.
This is really funny though. Yeah, because, you know.
Look at it, you know, Shannon, do me a favor. Look up the good things that Fidel Castro did for his people. And either way, you know what? Either way, this week's Real Ass Dude of the Week, Fidel Castro.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Fidel Castro, Real Ass Dude of the Week. What are some of the positive things, Shannon? What do you do for his people?
Okay, I'm actually looking at an article by Colin Kaepernick he praises the good things done by Fidel Castro.
Oh, this is my boy Colin. Wasn't Colin Real Ass Dude of the Week at one point? No?
I think so.
I got his back, though. I had Colin's back. So maybe Fidel's not that bad of a guy, Zach. Why do you have to fucking be against the Knack?
Because fuck him.
Knack versus Zach.
Fuck, I hate Castro.
Why do you hate Castro? What's the reason?
I've discussed on the show before, I have Cuban family.
Yeah.
And he put my grandfather in jail.
He put your grandfather in jail?
I call him my grandfather, but my uncle's father, but that's who, like, my other grandparents were.
What was he doing, though, your grandpa?
He was against the Castro regime, and he was discussing...
But what was he doing, though?
Like, literally for having anti-government views. that was his reason for jailing.
No, and so he was just in, how do they know his thoughts though? How were was
he was like going to meetings and
was
shit.
He on the Cuban version of the Real Ass Podcast, just going out talking shit on the government?
He won't talk about it because he was treated inhumanly.
Was it against the law there what he was doing?
Probably, yes. I think it was against the law to not support the government.
So move. Love it or leave
it. He did. He came here.
Love it or leave it. That's what I say, right? Trump's America. It's fucking Castro's Cuba. That Castro, people were saying that about Castro when he got into power. Oh, it's Castro's Cuba now. Not in Castro's Cuba. Sorry, ladies. Beat it. I like him. What are some of the good things, Shannon?
Okay, so this is from Colin Kaepernick. He says he agreed with his investment in education and his investment in free universal health care.
Okay.
As well as the involvement in him helping end apartheid in South Africa.
All right, slow down. Let's just take it one by one here, because I want to know why Zach wanted to keep apartheid in South Africa.
I think we both know the reason. Shit. Black and white issue.
Zach, what's your problem with universal healthcare? The positive things, right? Here's why you're very short-sighted and you're very selfish, okay? So there's some fucking criminal in Zach's uncle who was going against the government, right? Who was going against Castro and what he was trying to do, which apparently were some nice things. These were some positive things right there. I believe in universal healthcare. I believe that if we're going to pay taxes to a fucking government, figure it the fuck out. Make sure that everyone can go see a doctor. Make sure that it's affordable. If we're creating laws in order to fucking, you know, in order to change people's lives, how do we not have laws where everybody can afford to go see a doctor across the board, period? I don't give a fuck. I don't know if you want to call it universal healthcare, Obamacare, whatever. Whatever it is, if I'm giving this much money, you know, a third to 40% of the money that I make to the government, okay, figure it the fuck out. Forget the wars. Forget all this other bullshit. One of the things people should be able to do is they should be able to eat and see a doctor, period. If they're paying taxes, I think it's as simple as that. You know, if you're cheating on your taxes, go fuck yourself. If you're, you know, off the radar, go fuck yourself. But I think that that's something that we should be able to figure out, and it shouldn't even be a debate. And same thing with universal education. I feel like we should be able to educate all of our kids and create. It is an investment into the future. How are we not using our dollars to educate our children, to invest into the furtherment of this country? You know, giving our children the best education across the board, whether it's a fucking, you know, in the hood or it's in a fucking high-class neighborhood. How do we not look at it as just being an investment toward creating the best country in the world? So offer them the best. That is, those are the things that I believe should be absolute in a free country. And unfortunately, I think we're falling short there. Cuba, some good ideas. Maybe Fidel had some good ideas, Zach. Please give me your fucking argument about your fucking criminal drug addict uncle. Who was probably fucking kids.
Explain Miami. When you go to Miami, look around and tell me how great fucking Cuba is.
Buddy C. Buddy says Castro makes it legal for Cubans to become Americans if they hand slap the Miami beach. Anything else? Michael Moore film, blah, blah, blah. Give me some more good things that he did. Because apartheid, I think that was a bad thing. I disagree with Zach on that. I think we need to get rid of it. I think that there was things happening in the African people that was not good. I have no idea what happened with apartheid. I did not pay attention. When they went over that, I literally was going, boring. Move on. I'm never going to Africa. I promise you. Tell me about fucking Jamaica. I'll learn about Jamaican culture because I'll probably go there. Go ahead.
So, I mean, I'm having trouble finding a lot more, but it says include a social welfare and almost guaranteed employment.
Almost guaranteed employment.
That's unbelievable.
Well, he almost guarantees employment.
That's pretty good. I mean, you can't fucking guarantee anything, Tinkle.
Yeah, well, then don't put guarantee in the fucking name then.
Well, it's
the same as everywhere else.
What's the employment rate in Cuba? And also look up the employment rate in America. I want to know. This is interesting. Because everyone's out there shitting on the man that we all know as Infidelity Castronomical. Okay? And I think that this might have been a misunderstood guy. I think he might have been a guy that was trying to do good things for the people. Che Guevara?
Piece of shit.
Really?
Absolutely. I think if the people that wore Che Guevara shirts knew what he actually was, which is a fucking monster.
Yeah.
They would fucking be embarrassed. I thought they were a symbol of a revolution.
I thought they were Rage Against the Machine shirts for years. 12 or 13 years, I was like, that guy loves Rage Against the Machine. No idea. I thought it was a character on a Rage album. You know way like Iron Maiden has
Eddie?
Yeah. I thought that was a fucking Iron. I thought that was a Rage Against the Machine character.
Eddie. Yeah.
Che.
Che.
What, Shan? What's the employment rate?
Okay, the unemployment rate in Cuba is in 2015 was 2.40%. In the United States is 4.9%.
We have more than twice the unemployment
Cuba has
rate.
11 jobs.
Yeah, but all 11 people have jobs doing those jobs.
And 10 of them are raft builder.
Yeah.
Hold on, what's the median income in Cuba? I want to know these.
$7.
But hold on. Did the people of Cuba hate Castro? Because here's the thing. I know that we hate Castro, but I almost feel like when we it's so easy to like look at somebody else and go, oh, that's a piece of shit. But what if the people that are working within his system are going, like, we fucking really like this guy? I don't know.
They might not know any better. I mean, like the people else. In North Korea hate Kim
now,
Jong-un.
Yeah, another racist fucking term by Zach Amico.
Like anywhere else. It's like some people probably like him and some people probably think he's a fucking moron, like our country.
Go ahead, Shannon.
Not good. So this is at, in 2013, it was 471 pesos a month, which is $20.
Interesting.
He's doing a great job for that.
Yeah, but what's the average cost of life? You know what I'm saying? Like what, you know, that
$7.
If it's four pesos for rent, then who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? That's all, you know, it's all relative. I know it sounds like it's not good. But I'm thinking as I'm doing this, I'm like, I could do this podcast from Cuba. $20 a month. What's rent in Cuba? What's the average rent for a one bedroom apartment in Cuba? I want to know that.
That has walls and is indoors.
It's fine. I don't need walls. I don't need to be indoors. Tinkle.
So, why how much so... for like a bed on the floor?
Yeah.
On dirt.
What does it say, Shannon? I got no problem
aren't
with
they
it.
All fucking
from what I've heard so far, from what I've heard so far today, because I know nothing of Fidel Castro.
We haven't said anything, Louis.
We've learned a lot. Just now, we've learned an insane amount. So much more than I've ever known about the man. Okay, he's been just wrapped in mystery to me for years. Today we opened up a fucking can of worms, and I will tell you right now, I respect him a lot more than I thought I would. Go ahead, Shannon.
A one bedroom in the city center is $366.67.
But how would the people making $20 a month afford that?
There you go.
It's all falling apart.
There you go. There you go.
You piece of fucking shit. Burn in the fiery pits of hell.
If they only made 20 and rent is 320, then how do they do it?
The same way they do it here.
$320 a month is not cheap. I assumed for Cuba, that would be like ridiculous. I watched the show the other day on Home and Garden Television. Okay, I really like these like House Hunter type shows. I fantasize about buying my own home. You know, fucking renovations, all that type of shit. I like that. I get really
He's pitching his own show, Family Ruiner.
Yeah.
So I watched one where it was I wish I knew the name of it, but it was basically the premise of the show is you move to a much more beautiful location for half the cost of, that you're living life. So that people moving from like Jersey to like fucking Florida and like, you know, these little like beach communities, and there's no property taxes, there's no, you know, there's like taxes like a fraction of that, and the property is a fraction of it. And so I watch that and I go like, God damn it, dude. Like once I get famous enough, once I become like a draw and my kid's grown up and he's moved out of the house and, you know, we're talking about 14 years from now, he's off in college, I'm going to just move to some fucking beautiful, crazy place. Doug Stanhope lives in Arizona. You know, if you could just headline on the road every weekend and you could do your radio show or podcast from where, why wouldn't you just live where the fuck ever? That's what the internet has actually done to comedy as well that we're not even noticing. Like Nate Bargatze lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Nate's doing better than all of us, okay? Nate didn't disappear from the scene. Giannis Pappas got a half-hour Comedy Central special while he lived in Miami, which was unheard of at the time. You have to be in New York or L.A. That's all changing because we can create content from anywhere. You can go and tour. If you have a legitimate fan base, what the fuck does it matter?
As long as Giannis brings the wig and dress with him, he can go wherever he wants.
When did we install the fucking airport in this place?
Oh, that's the AC. Thank you very much, Shannon. I appreciate that. It is hot in here.
It's all right. Fuck it.
Fuck it, Tink.
Oh, no, I don't care.
We have great sound. By the way, that's not even picked up on the mics, I don't think.
Yeah, I can hear it in my headphones.
A couple things we're doing differently on the show. Number one, we're killing the hammer fisting segment on the show.
Why not?
We're not talking MMA on the show anymore. I'll tell you why. People don't really like it. That's the one segment that I get people telling me the most that they go, hey, do we fast forward through that segment? You guys can listen to Hammer Fisting. Tinkle talks about MMA on Hammer Fisting. You can listen to me talk about MMA on the Countdown every week on SiriusXM. We're putting more and more clips up too, so if you're not subscribed to SiriusXM, that's good as well. Also, guys, I will say I want to do a real quick plug because I listened to it yesterday. Go listen to Nick Diaz's interview on the Josta show. It's fucking phenomenal. I've never heard Nick Diaz be so open and lucid and just joking around. And he has legitimately tells jokes and is like legitimately like just a dude, like a chill dude. I've never heard him do an interview like that. Every time there's a camera in his face, he's pissed off. He looks like he doesn't want to be there. Him and Jamie Josta just went back to Jamie's hotel room. I felt, dude, I'm such a fucking fanboy. I had two little weird Nick Diaz moments recently. I ran into him outside of SiriusXM, him and Nate, and they were there doing another show. It wasn't Opie that day. It was a different day. It was like a week later, or maybe a week before. I don't even know. Either way, I saw him, and I was like, dude, I was like, there's Nick Diaz. I was like, I'm going to fucking ask this guy to smoke weed with him. I ran up to him upstairs, and I introduced myself because I was with Bisping. Bisping was in town. Then when I was out there, I was like, you know what, dude? I'm going to ask Nick Diaz if he wants to smoke a bowl. Fuck it. So I just literally packed the bowl, and I was like, oh, hey, Nick, dude, I was like, I'm going to smoke a bowl. Do you guys want to smoke? And him and Nate's eyes both went, boom, yes. And they both fucking shot over to me. And they're like, hey, what's up, dude? And I just had a conversation with Nick Diaz for like 5 minutes. It's about life, and he's talking about like the mindset of a fighter, about how he's like he's in fight mode 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and most of these guys are only in fight mode for like 6 weeks. It was crazy. Let's see what else going on, guys. I wanted to talk about a couple more things here. A couple more things to plug. I hate to do a bunch of plugs on the fucking show, but I do got to get these things out of the way. If you're listening live, we are having a holiday party this Sunday night. That's December 4th. It's going to be in the East Village. If you guys want to take part in the holiday party, there's a happy hour from 9 to 10 o'clock where they have cheap drinks, like $4 for beers and well drinks. And then we're doing karaoke from 10 to 12. We're going to have music, dancing, a lot of fun. All the personalities from the Gas Digital Network are going to be there. It's limited space. So we can only fit like 120 people in the venue. So we're taking 50 Gas Digital members with plus ones so you guys can bring a friend. If you guys want to do that, email gas@gasdigitalnetwork.com, and we'll confirm with you guys if you guys get in the party. So that's it. It's holiday season, man. Holiday season. How was your Thanksgiving, guys?
It was very good. I made my first turkey. It's not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You actually cooked it yourself?
Yeah, my girlfriend went and got a turkey, and she got a 14-pound turkey for the two of us.
Yeah, she is that too? I don't even know what that means.
That means that...
That means it was one more pound than 13.
Yes. And there are two of us. Which
is that a lot of turkey for two people?
Yeah. We had some friends that had the same size turkey, and they were feeding a group of 10 people. So we've had turkey every single day since then.
Nice. Well, that's what I like.
Turkey sandwiches, that's the only, no bread.
Literally the only leftover food that I enjoy is Thanksgiving food. I feel like it gets better... As
it's like
goes
lasagna,
on.
It's got a set for a day or two.
Yeah, yeah. With Thanksgiving food, you can literally just take it out of the fridge. You can take every component of your Thanksgiving dinner. You can take some turkey, a little bit of stuffing, a little bit of sweet potatoes, a little bit of fucking like green bean casserole, a little bit of gravy, put it on top. Throw that all on top of a piece of bread, just eat it cold, and it's fucking it's the best sandwich you'll ever have in your entire life.
Or you could put it in the microwave.
No, you don't even need to.
Cold.
You don't even need to, Tinkle. That's the point, okay?
Animals.
I'll do it hot or I'll do it cold, but if you're going to do a sandwich with it, you could do a cold Thanksgiving dinner sandwich. Phenomenal. We should market those. We should market those year-round. Thanksgiving dinner sandwiches. Phenomenal. A little bit of cranberry sauce inside of that bitch. Savory and sweet. Fuck yeah. Shannon, what'd you do for the holiday?
I spent it with family. I split it up between two different groups of family members. But it was almost all no sugar, no grains. I was proud.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking good. So you're doing the health kick with the whole family.
Yeah. Well, yeah, my mom and dad. The rest, not so much.
Yeah, they were all fat fucks.
No.
Yeah.
They just love sugar.
Yeah, yeah. So you didn't do any pumpkin pie or nothing like that?
Nope.
I'll tell you, man, I love a good pumpkin pie. It's the best thing. It's the best thing about the holiday. It's just a nice slice of pumpkin pie. You don't get it any other time of the year. But there's, Tinkle, you said there was some fight videos, right, over the holiday?
Yeah, because Black Friday was on Friday, of course.
Yeah. So Black Friday, for our international listeners, is the day after Thanksgiving. It's when all the sales happen. Oh, shit, fuck, there was the other plug. Also, if you guys are listening on iTunes, we have year-long memberships available for Gas Digital. It's $60. We only have 100 of them available. I think like half of them are gone already. They went in the first like couple days. So you'll probably have about a week or so to buy them. So I would go do that right now. It's $60. You get a year-long membership. You can give them away as a gift as well. So you click as a gift membership, and you guys can, you know, if somebody wants to have it start on Christmas Day, you can do that as well. So this is Black Friday fights.
Yeah, so
these happen every year.
Yeah, so basically, yeah. So if, I guess if you're live off abroad on like Friday morning at like 5 a.m., all these places have sales, and then they basically open the doors and let a bunch of fucking animals run in and grab like. So I think this year, I think like the 4K television was the big thing. So this fight right here, this is a fight. This actually, I'm very proud. This happened in my hometown, which, Lewis, you went to.
Yeah.
I'm sure we went to this mall.
Just garbage just people.
A fucking brawl in the mall. Whoa, that's awesome.
It's garbage people.
Yeah. So yeah. This is a, and by the way, none of these fucking dudes have shopping bags. So if you notice, they're not actually doing any shopping.
Yeah, let's see here. So these are dudes fighting. All right.
Yes.
Oh. I always look at that when people like jump in and like two dudes get in a guy. I go like, come on, dude, let him fucking fight. But then I also think if somebody hit one of my friends in front of me,
I would try and kill him.
I would punch him right in the fucking mouth every time.
Oh,
yeah, this is pretty good. Oh yeah, these guys are actually scrapping, which is cool.
Oh yeah, no, they're kicking the shit out of
each other. Throwing actual jabs. Yeah. These two guys and this guy came over there. Wow, dude. They're having a fucking fight.
And we should also point out that my hometown is 30 miles away from Stockton, which is
These are like the thing is, you gotta understand. It depends on where a fight happens, right? If a fight happens in
that's on Thanksgiving,
yeah. If a fight happens in like Hartford, Connecticut, in the mall, it's gonna be some fucking pussy ass white boys. If you go to certain areas, Stockton, California, you go to Camden, New Jersey, Paterson, New Jersey. Phil, you don't want to get into a fight in the Newark Mall. You just don't want to do it. You know, I watched a fight video the other day where they were just fighting and a dude comes up and just stabbing the chick in the side like three times, just stabs her. Within a second, just walks away. And she's like, yo, who fucking stabbed me?
Shannon, could you pull up Black Friday in Canada, please?
What?
I saw this.
What is it?
Black Friday crazy in too.
Are they crazy?
Yeah, it's great.
They're simple people, Canada. I watched Dragon's Den last night, which is the Canadian version of Shark Tank. And I'll tell you right now, man, they are simple, simple people. Like, all the products they come up with are like, you're like, guys, like, let's get with the fucking times. You're
suspenders.
Yes, it's like, well, we have a jug that you pour maple syrup out of, and you pour them onto pancakes. And we call it the maple syrup jug. And that's like a whole pitch. And they have these fucking four, like, barely millionaires bidding to fucking be like, I'm looking for a $180 investment for a 10% stake in my company. And they fight over it. And it's like, it's so sad because it's the best show in the world. And I think it's a microcosm of the difference between our cultures, right? You watch Shark Tank here, and every segment is this big fucking inspirational moment. The sharks are all billionaires. They talk about how they went from nothing to having billions of dollars and buying out these billion-dollar companies. And it's unbelievable. Every idea, you're like, holy shit, dude, that's amazing. Every idea on Shark Tank, it starts off with me going like, holy shit, this guy's going to get his investment. And then when the sharks break it down, you're like, oh, yeah, that guy's an idiot. Why would anybody buy that? But they package it in a way where you're like, wow, dude, we are an amazing, creative, spirited country. And then Dragon's Den is just sad,
sir,
dude.
Sir, you're trying to get money for fucking bread? That's been around for a long time.
Well, we're now slicing it.
Slice.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so this is Canada Black Friday. Go ahead.
Hey, single file line. Look at that.
Are you
all white guys?
This is what Black Friday looks like in Canada.
Hey, guys. And look, the employees are clapping for them.
Dude, that employee is hot. Right there.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't see that kind of employees on Black Friday.
This
here.
Is it. Because who gives a shit? That's why. Who gives a fuck about a TV
look,
deal?
Indians, white dudes, black dudes.
Yeah.
Single file line.
Thanks, Shannon. That's crazy. But look, that's also, it's very easy to like find that one time that was, you know, I'm sure you could find that somewhere in America.
Well, you know what's funny about those videos is it's hard to, like, sometimes I just feel like they're actually buying the product, but it seems like they're fucking stealing it because there's so many people running to grab one thing.
Yeah.
It's like you just run to grab this thing. How good are the
deals? How good are the deals?
I mean,
I never got that because it's like, what are you saving? $200 maybe?
It's not worth, not even worth going to the store that day. You can get it all online. All the Cyber Monday. Is it worth
a day of work? Wouldn't you have made half that even if you had a shitty job?
It's crazy. I don't get that in the slightest. I don't get people waiting online overnight for a phone. Nope. Not going to do it. Not going to waste my time.
Yeah, in the Best Buy in Jersey, when I went home for Thanksgiving, there was a line out the parking lot
crazy.
Wait for Best Buy to open at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's just fucking bananas. I can't do it.
Fuck everybody that went and got that little Nintendo because I wanted one.
What is that? I see everyone posting about this now. What is it? It's a Nintendo?
It's a tiny Nintendo. It's preloaded with 30 games.
Blech, who cares? Remember Berries? That's all it is. It's so funny.
Remember Mario?
Dude, that's all it is. Remember Yoshi?
Remember Ghostbusters?
Hey, Jay, remember?
Remember Jinko?
Remember when girls didn't shave their pussies?
I remember.
Remember finger fucking sleeping chicks?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I don't understand that the whole nostalgia NES thing. It's like, yeah, I fucking moved on. Kid, check this out. No, those games
hold. Mega Man holds up. Mario holds
barely, up. It barely holds up, dude. They are the quality of cell phone games today. And the cell phone games are actually better, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like the baseball game on there is like 4 fucking pixels and like 3 pixels straight. It was like horrible. There's like
suck
3 players.
My dick if you were pretending to enjoy Atari games. Dude, Pitfall, bro. How great is Pitfall? Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I fucking turned my back on that as soon as fucking PlayStation came out.
I mean, I'm talking about like just navigating through a Facebook page is more fun than actually playing Pitfall. We're an advanced culture now. Okay, if I'm gonna spend my time playing a video game, I need it to look a little bit better than a fucking Nintendo, right? My son was playing a game the other day on my phone, which his mother gets so mad that I let him play games on my phone. But I feel like he's going to grow up being a retard. If he doesn't have technology at his fingertips and he's not dexterous and he doesn't understand how to, like, you know, navigate around an iPad or a fucking phone, he's going to be behind these other kids. In the future, there's not going to be books. It's not going to be cost effective to have these kids buy college textbooks anymore. They're going to have an iPad with everything on it because iPads are going to be $40 in the future. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it's good for my kid to start understanding how to use it. There's one game called like Dragonland, and it's basically the same type of gameplay as Mario 64. And I remember when Mario 64 came out, I was like, you know, maybe 6th or 7th grade or whatever. I remember how difficult it was to navigate that game. Just going from Mario, like the straight across, streaming across the screen, to like the 3D world where you're going up around shit, and like, it was pretty crazy. Within an hour, my son is just navigating all over this game. He can, like, go... it would take me probably longer today. He's 3.5 years old to figure it out. So these kids are fucking growing up with some crazy shit. I don't understand how anybody can even have enjoyment over playing the old Mario games anymore or the old Nintendo games. GoldenEye, I think, could still hold up, but that's 64.
I think Castlevania... Like, the bigger platform... Like, I don't know. And then, plus, it's just fun to... You know, go through. It's fun to relive your fucking childhood a little sometimes.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park. It's fun to be a little kid for an hour.
Yeah. All right.
And I agree. N60. No Mercy is the best wrestling game. Period. There's never gonna be a better, a more fun game to play with your friends.
Let's guess the news, or not? Let's guess the news. I apologize. Let's do some questions.
Give me a fucking answer. 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 I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question.
Yeah, boys. You know what's up, man. We always post some questions the morning of the show, every Wednesday morning on my Facebook, facebook.com/LewisJGomezComedy. So if you guys want any advice, you want some insight into our world, we always try to answer as many of these as possible. So make them good. We'll get to your question. Matthew Lee wants to know, how do I get a girl to lick my ass? Tink.
What are you
how do you get
me?
A girl to tinkle the tinkle?
I've only had it happen once and I wasn't into it.
Really?
Yeah. She also made me put my fucking legs up over my head, and it was like, I looked to the left, I saw an ankle. Looked to the right, saw an ankle.
Yeah.
And I just felt, I'm
never supposed to be in this position.
I felt like a fucking sissy, dude. That's the best way to describe it. And then she just told me to like jack myself off. So then I'm just lying on my back on my bed, jerking off just like I do any other day.
Yeah.
And this chick's tongue is in my ass. And yeah. And then we didn't get married.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've had it done before. I don't like it, and I'm going to be honest with you why. A little bit of a little real-ass honesty. Can, do me a favor, Shannon, and I really mean this. Create a drop for when I want to be honest. Just something, you know, to let people know that I'm about to be honest. Because I lie a lot. Just let it be known, okay? I have a terrible ass. Like, my ass... I just want to show you guys my ass. Here, I'm going to show you guys.
No,
not you, Shannon.
That's good. I'd rather watch a video of a watch fucking bear tearing apart a deer.
Don't look. Okay.
I'm not looking.
It's awful. Oh, it's awful. It's awful. It's the fattest part of anyone's body ever.
Wow.
It's really bad.
It's really bad.
It's really bad.
So could you imagine?
I feel like Shannon's the only one. This is like that scene in fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark where like she looked
you
away.
You turn around, there's two skulls sitting
here. Yeah.
Dude, my ass is awful. So I have to get over, like I have to literally be willing to present that to a woman tell her to lick it. Because you imagine that.
I wouldn't present that to a doctor.
How do you get up after you have sex and like you just grab the comforter, just wrap it around
I
you?
Back myself out of the room with a new chick. Or I'll put my pants back on. But that's why when I've had threesomes, it's always like I get self-conscious because I feel like the other chick can see my flat, flabby ass.
Have a lot of nooks and crannies.
Yeah.
A lot of nooks.
Yeah.
A fuck ton of nooks. A
lot of nooks. A lot of nooks. Not good. Not good. Not a good ass.
You have a Samoan lower half.
Yeah, I do. I have a big fat legs, big fat ass, but flat at the same time.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do? What the fuck is that, Shannon?
Mimbo?
A baby crying after seeing your ass.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I was trying to show you that I got some sound effects that you asked for last week.
Yeah. Oh, so hold on, but you're supposed to get a sound effect when I introduce myself. I am Louis J. Gomez. I like it.
Oh, man.
Do you have any explosions? Shannon, you can use those pretty liberally. I have no problem with any of these. Okay, we'll see how far these go. We'll see how quickly people get sick of them.
Oh, dude.
Because we're fucking Hack Radio 96. This is
not like a fucking morning zoo at all.
No, not at all. So how do you get a girl to lick your ass? I would say just communicate, bitch. That's it, right? Here's what a woman really wants. My ass sucks, right? But it doesn't matter. Here's what women want. Women want fucking confidence. And I said that was one of my favorite movies amongst the turn of the century movies. What women want. Okay, Mel Gibson gets struck by lightning, can hear what the thoughts of women. Imagine that. Every woman is like, his ass is so awful. It makes me want to puke. But that's, women want confidence. They don't give a shit that my ass stinks. Shannon, am I wrong or am I right?
Well, I didn't see, but yes, women do want confidence.
So you don't care if a guy has a shitty ass or tiny balls, right?
No.
See? Doesn't matter. So what they want is, here's what you want to do, Matthew Lee. Tell a woman, don't fucking be coy about it. Don't be a fucking beta. Don't be like, oh, I've always wanted to. Literally look your chick in the eye and be like, yo, listen, honestly, I want you to lick my asshole. Do it. I want you to fucking do it right now. Do it in public. Go. You'll be at fucking Burger King. Go to the bathroom. Like, I want you to eat my ass in Burger King right now. Then I want to
before the meal.
Yeah. Then I want to come on your face.
Yeah, don't do that.
Do that. Don't listen to Tinkle. Tinkle's had his asshole eaten once, and his ass is probably nice.
It was very nice.
Yeah. I bet Tinkle's got a nice ass.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. Have you had your asshole eaten, Zach?
Yes, and I don't care for it.
You don't care for it?
No.
Is it because you also have a shitty ass? Because I imagine your ass is not great.
Oh, my ass is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. I just have more leg. And yeah, it's terrible. I like a finger, but the tongue.
Shannon,
feels,
how do you feel about your asshole being eaten?
Right now.
I don't love it.
Would you do it to a man?
I've never, and I can't imagine deciding to.
What if a man said to you very confidently, hey, Shannon, we're about to order a Whopper Jr., but that turns me really on. Can we go to the bathroom? Will you eat my asshole?
No. See, that's what I was going to say, though. If you're giving him
some
sort of...
The only thing she puts in a man's ass is a needle.
I just feel like if he has an open enough relationship with the girl, it should be a conversation to at least find out how she feels about ass play before just saying do it. Because to me, like, it kind of grosses me out.
But then she's not the right girl for you. If you want your asshole licked and she's not willing to fucking play ball, then beat it. We're too young, man. People are too open sexually now. There's too many fucking apps out there. I guarantee there's an ass-eating app where you fucking... You could literally just download it and be like, yeah, it's all ass play. Guarantee. Look up the ass play app. Look up. There's an ass play app. How much you want to bet there's an ass play app?
Dude,
there's
an app girl
for everything now.
Who loves licking ass? It'd be nuts.
Where you just type it in and you touch the asshole button and then everybody who likes to eat asshole.
Like filthy whores within like 1 mile radius. That'd be great.
And one has lovers all over the world.
Shannon?
So not an app, but a dating site. It's called analdreamdate.com. There's several of them. Yeah, anal dream date. Yeah, so
it's gonna be an anal nightmare date for her. Shannon, if you ever,
you know what, Shannon, can you just keep that on the entire time, like the air conditioner, as this background fodder?
If you ever cricket me again, those crickets are specifically for Zach and Tinkle. Now give me an explosion. Thank you. All right, let's go to another question.
Also, see if she's sucking your balls, just say lower and see what she does.
John Amato, how do you keep an idiot in suspense?
Is this a joke?
And he's going
to
keep...
Ryan Chipperson wants to know, have you gotten any backlash? Whoa.
Whoa.
Any backlash from comedians for having Mike David on the show? No. Mike David, I know that he's a notorious comedian troll and he's fucked with like Kurt and Sherrod and a lot of guys that we know, Fenoya. To be honest, I don't really care if comics don't like me having a guy on my show that I think is funny and, you know, he's never fucked with me. You know, I could see, look, if he tried to punch Mike Fenoya in the head, right? If that was like where it was at, I might go like, hey, dude, this is a problem. I can't, like, that's an issue. Fucking using words to tease another man. I have bigger fucking fish to fry in my life where that's going to be something that comes into my mind when I'm deciding who to have on the fucking show. And I thought it was a great episode last week. Go download the episode with Mike David. Very interesting guy. And he's been in the business for a long time. Let's see. Do you automatically consider your kid to be a real ass dude or does he have to earn it? I like to think my daughter is real ass, but realistically, she's 3 and has accomplished nothing. It's a great question right here. Zach, what do you think? Do you think they have to earn it, or do you think they're born into real ass dutiness?
I think your son is born into it because you're the creator.
Yeah.
So he's the heir to the real ass dude throne.
Yeah, he's got. You can't have 50% of my blood coursing through your veins. And
supposedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
You and not be a real ass dude. If you had, and I mean this, if you had 1% of your, if you become a blood brother with me, right? Which I do that. That's how all the podcasts on the Gas Digital Network, we do blood brothers. We don't sign contracts. We literally prick our fingers with a needle and we touch them. We're gonna all die.
We've all been losing weight since Tim Dillon Goes to Hell got here.
Yeah, it's gotten pretty weird.
I think we ran over a gypsy or something.
But you become a real ass dude just having just a drop of blood. You become a real ass dude. So my kid is obviously a real ass dude. I think anybody else, you would have to earn your real ass dudeness. You know? And by the way, people get confused what real ass dudeness is. You just got to keep it fucking real. It doesn't mean that you don't lie. It doesn't mean you don't cheat or steal. In fact, real ass dudes lie, cheat, and steal. They're willing to admit it. They're willing to know that out of necessity, sometimes you need to lie, cheat, and steal to get ahead and to keep it real. So...
Real ass dude.
Vrai mec de cul.
Vrai mec de cul.
Vrai mec de cul.
Vrai mec de cul. As the French would call me. Okay? So, let's see. Next, we're going to get out of here in a minute, guys. We got a couple more questions. Kevin Vosberg wants to know where I stand with this, and it's an image of Anthony Cumia saying that I owe him $100 for Trump becoming the president. I bet Anthony Cumia $100. I think Anthony's going to come to the Gas Digital party on Sunday. If you guys are going to be there, maybe I'll give it to him then. Maybe I'll give it to him. I'll present him a nice crispy $100 bill when he's on Legion of Skanks next month, December 14th. So, I'm going to pay Anthony. Guys, he's not hurting for the money. Don't worry. I don't got to fucking mail him a check. He's fine. I'll give him his fucking $100, and I'll pray to God as I hand it to him. He says, dude, no, keep the fucking money. And then I'll go, no, dude, take the fucking money. I bet. And then he's going to go, no, dude, keep the money. I don't want your money. I'm like, dude, take the money. We're fucking men. But in my head the whole time, dude, please don't take this money.
Yo, James is hungry.
Please do not take this money.
Like, my shoes are wet. Please don't take this money.
Have you seen my butt? It's so awful. I need everything I can get.
That you should put the 100 in your ass.
Yeah, he's got to take it out with his teeth. That's how Anthony's got to do it. Yeah, I'll pay Anthony his $100, but I'm hoping he doesn't take it from me. All right, I'll do one more question. One more question. One more question. Come on, guys. One more question. You guys suck.
Yeah, we're the crickets.
That's, by the way, that's crickets going, one more question. You don't speak cricket like I do, fucking assholes. Here it is, guys. Last question of the day. Tim Schreiner wants to know, between podcasting, hosting, stand-up, script writing, auditions, etc., how many hours do you work per week? How many hours do I work per week? It's a really hard, difficult number to put your finger on, because if you count my stand-up, it's fucking, you know, you're doing 15-minute spots in the city a few nights a week. It's going to only add up to a few hours, you know? But if you consider podcasting, radio, writing, running the podcast network, going to auditions, traveling around the city for whatever it is, meetings. I mean, I work 7 days a week from when my eyes open to when they close. I don't play video games. I watch a few TV shows here and there, and that's literally right before I go to bed. The only time I watch TV is as I lie down to go to bed. I'll fall asleep to a TV show usually, and if it's a really good show, I'll watch two or three episodes. But that's it. I'm nonstop fucking working. And I'm addicted. I've said that for a long time. I'm addicted to work. I've worked every day since I was 11 years old. I've never not had a job. I've always been the guy that if there was a sales job, I would always come in the sixth day. There's something about being able to quantify progress that I've always really liked. That's a salesman in me. So I like to be able to look at my whatever it is, whether it's my Twitter followers, the amount of money I'm making, the amount of time that I'm putting in, the hours that I'm clocking in. I like to look at that progress and be able to go, oh, look, that's actually happening right there. So, yeah, it's a fucking it's probably bad. I think people need to take vacations. But if I go on a vacation, I want to come back within 2 days. I'm like, I need to go back to work, you know? So I guess that's it. I work a lot.
No, every time you're tweeting, every time your face says work, it's all building your brand.
I'm just, but it's nonstop. I mean, my social life is kind of built within my work life. My family life is built within my work life. I have to do a better job at compartmentalizing my time, where I need to say, if I'm with my kid for these hours, I'm just with my kid. I'm not working. But because it's so easy to look down at your phone or your computer, you know, I end up spending a lot of time, you know, being like, oh shit, I got to write an email out while I'm with him, and I should stop doing that. That's the only thing that I feel bad about. But I kind of weirdly justify it that I'm doing this for him. Like, that's the thing about Gas Digital. You know, I was talking to David Smith and Ralph about this. Like, with stand-up, what we're doing, whether it's acting, stand-up, building out these podcasts, these radio shows, whatever we're doing, like, yes, it's a way to make money, and we stack money, and you know, hopefully we do something great, and we make a lot of money, and we can leave our family something. Or just leave our families and party with some hookers. No, but with stand-up... With stand-up, you can't, like, you know, it's really a cash grab. It's like you can do what you can do. With Gas Digital, the reason I've become so motivated with it is because, you know, this can be something, and I really do believe this. I believe it will be something that will live on beyond me. This will be something that my son could, if he has an interest in, he could come and work with this company in the future. And we're very ahead of the curve. We're constantly growing and progressing. So there's something that's much more tangible in this business that I go like, wow, I'm actually building something that could really work for my family and the future of my family more than just slinging dick jokes. Luckily, this all works in correspondence with me slinging dick jokes and talking on microphones. So, all right, enough of fucking that. I'm done. Shannon, hit the music. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.
Great show today, boys. Seriously, guys, go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, leave us a positive review. I mean that, guys. Stop fucking not leaving us rankings and reviews, you pieces of shit. We're 8 times as large as we were when we came on this network 6 months ago, and that's crazy. I mean, literally 8 times as large. So, you guys are dope, man. Thank you so much for listening. Tonight, Dave Attell, Legion of Skanks. Make sure you check that one out. Check you next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.